Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay with you, sir?
And what is this about, sir?
Well, this is actually about the agriculture and the forest and the wildness in Minnesota, and we just want to include your opinion. That's all.
Minnesota, say it again.
Minnesota?
What about Minnesota?
Well, that's the survey we're conducting, sir, and we just want to include. Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to talk. I don't want you to have an accident, but I do thank you for taking my call today.
I'm not driving at the moment, though, but I'm like in the car, yeah.
Okay, so are you willing to help me out with the survey? That would mean a lot to me.
And would I get paid for it, I mean?
No, sir, not at all. Not at all.
So it's just an opinion on what I think or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all we're doing is reaching out to people to see what type of opinions they have, and they just gather all the information, and that's it.
Okay. Now go ahead, start.
Awesome.
I just want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
You say what?
Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Like, was I born here, right?
Yeah,
I was born here, yeah.
Okay, are you at least 18 years of age?
I'm 18.
Okay. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Violence.
Violence, let me see here. Crime and drugs, okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Wait, say that again?
Yes, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? And I'm talking about in the world, not just in Minnesota.
That's kind of a hard one for me, sir. You know what I'm saying? I don't got an opinion on that one.
No problem. It's all right. I have an option for that. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Life.
I'm sorry?
Life? Yeah, life, really.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be forest products. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair job. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and what about the medical manufacturing?
Same.
Fair, okay. Agriculture and farming?
50-50.
Okay, so I have excellent, good, just fair, and poor.
Poor, kind of. Not even alive.
Okay, and what about refining?
Say that again.
Refining?
What's that?
Where they have that oil, the refinery place.
So like oil factory.
Yes. So do you think they're doing an excellent job? Good, just fair, or poor?
To me, I like working on cars, so I think they're probably doing an excellent job over there.
Okay. Electric utilities.
All electricity going good right now, as I see in Minnesota. So yeah, good.
Okay, good. And the last one will be mining.
What's that?
Mining?
Yeah, what's that?
Like a mining place where they have soil and all that stuff?
Say that again.
Mining? M-I-N-I-N-G?
Okay, what is that?
Okay, so you don't have an opinion on that?
No.
Okay, no problem. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one will be county land department. You think they're doing an excellent job? Good, just fair, or poor?
Fair job, you know.
Okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Well, they're doing an okay job.
Okay. Environmental groups.
I see the environment is getting bigger, so I think they're doing good.
Okay. And U.S. Forest Service?
I didn't really hear about that before. So I'm not sure about
No problem. And what about forest and timber industries?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that yet. Buddy.
No problem. How important do you feel that forest product industry, which includes wood, paper, and manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Nah, bro, that it's important because we need paper and wood and all that.
Okay, so to you it's very important or just somewhat?
No, it's very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will play a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant role.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in
1970s? I say less.
They're less?
Yeah, because it was way more than,
Okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain a timber harvesting now in the future or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact? I'm sorry?
Actually, you could say positive.
Positive, okay. Now, do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or no?
No.
Okay. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or no?
No.
Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or no?
Possibly.
Would that be a yes or no? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thank
yes.
you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, good waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests to use for as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or no?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, we're almost finished with the survey. Thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. It means a lot to me and the company. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
No, okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, sawmills, papers, and mills, and maker of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or a fading component? Do you think there is a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component, or is fading a component of the Minnesota state economic? I'm sorry?
I said trading the pony.
Okay, so is it major, significant, minor, or fading? I'm sorry?
Neither.
Okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more work for this job, to fill these jobs, I'm sorry.
If I had more money.
Yeah, will you support that or oppose?
If I was rich.
So which one should I record for you, support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, so we're done. This is the last part. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations equipment using either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
What say again?
Yes, will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the new producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
I'm sorry?
Support.
Support. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to the people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose? I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes, will you support or oppose?
Support.
Support, okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose? I'm sorry?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Say that one again.
Yes, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose? Which one?
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Will you support that or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
What is it?
What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I graduated, bro.
You graduated high school?
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, what is your age? I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
I told you I'm 18.
18, okay. Now, how would you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
What do you mean?
Yes, how would you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's just regular city.
Okay, so is it a large city, suburban, small town, or a farm, or a rural?
A rural.
A rural, okay. Now, is your annual house income $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,999, or is it $100,000 or more? I'm sorry?
You got to say it again.
Which one?
Say it again.
$25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or is it more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Okay. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative? Do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative? Okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it in manufacturing, business, or retail sales, construction, farming, or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional business owner, business management or administration, a retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed? I'm sorry? Yes, manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture. I'm sorry? Construction?
Business,
oh, business. Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
What?
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Male.
That was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week and stay safe out there. Drive safe, sir. Bye-bye.